Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, three lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Omer Beis at the new Mishnah. We previously saw in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Min Aleph that Reuven is not a Shchimra and he's healthy. For example, Reuven already has children and he's about to get remarried to another wife and he wants to make sure that his children from his first marriage receive specific assets that he already owns, but he wants to make sure they don't only receive it as a gift at this moment and they only receive it once he dies. Mishnah teaches us, Sharach Shichter Me'ayim Al-Acham Yisa, and the Gemara explains that it's as if he said "Gufa kolim ayoyim and peri la'achamisa." Therefore, certainly Reuven will have a right to all these peris while Reuven is alive. And in this scenario, our Mishnah tells us "Ha'av toilu shumaychal l'chol mishiyirza." And the ratio of the Mishnah is a din pashut that since the father has a right to all these peris, therefore, if the father cuts off these peris, he has a right to give them to whoever he wants while he's alive. However, the chiddush of the Mishnah is the safe of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues "Mashenir talush harei ushal yashin." However, once Reuven dies, then those peers that were already cut off the tree would not specifically belong to those of his children that he gave this matana to, and instead they would be split evenly between all of his yarshim and all of his children. And the Gemara begins that the Sefer of the Mishnah stated, "Mashenir talush harei shel yarshin," and the Gemara is bedayik talush in mechubaloi, that's muchach from the Mishnah, that the only peers that would be split with the yarshim are only those peers that were physically cut off the tree. However, those peers that are still attached to the ground, and even if they're roi litloish and they are fully ripened and they are ready to be cut off the tree, they would still belong to the child or the children that the father gave this matana to, and they would not be split evenly with the yarshin. As Rashbam states at the bottom of the Amid, the chagufa shel kaka dami va'aknenele la'achemisa, that since they're considered like the gufa kaka, he already stated that I'm giving this kaka to my children, my yom la'achemisa, therefore only these children acquire this kaka and acquire this tree, and they also acquire the peers that I'm a chubah to this tree. We continue on daf kuflam testament aleph, and the Gemara asks for Tanya that how can you tell me that these peers that are mechubah l'kaka will belong to this child that he gave the matana to? Well, the Maisa, we learned in the Braisa that in a similar scenario where Reuven gave a matana to his son Shimon and he said me'ayim malachamisa, then prior to Reuven dying, Shimon already sold his rights to Levi. Braisa teaches us that if Reuven dies and there are peers that are still mechubah l'kaka and they're attached to the tree, then shamasum chabar l'lekeach, these peers do not belong to Levi and they really should be split evenly with all of the Yarshim, and therefore Levi has to pay for their value, and that's why the Braisa teaches us that we have to appraise the value of these payers, and Levi would have to pay this to all the Yarshim, and if he doesn't have the money to pay, all the Yarshim would have an equal right to these payers. And as Rashbam explains at the top of the Amid on the second of the wide lines, Upirusha Kaisu called the Chosam Ayyim Lachamisal Bnoi, Vahalach Oisa Benu Machan Chosam Alolo Bechai Aviv, Vachasman Mesaav, Zochalakech, Masha Machla Ben Begufishaka, the Mesh Ben Chosam Pierce Mukhabar. The Gemara therefore bothered that Lachirud is a stira from our Mishnah to this Braisa, as in our Mishnah it's Mashma, when Reuven dies, any peers that are still Mechuba to the Ilan belong to the son that he gave this Matana to, and the Braisa clearly teaches us that any peers that are Mechuba and Lekaka would belong to the Yarshim, and the Lekech would have to pay for them. The Gemara answers Lekasha that there's not a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa, and as the Gemara explains, that our Mishnah is referring to a specific case. Reuven was giving a matano to his son Shimon. There's an umdala and there's a nansadi, and a person is carved to his child and he wants to be mative to his child, and therefore it must be that Reuven was going medas that all the peers that are mechubad l'kaka at the time that he dies should only go to Shimon and should not be split evenly with the rest of Yarshim. However, since the Braisa is talking about a case where after Reuven gave this matano to Shimon and prior to Reuven dying, Shimon went and sold his rights to a third party. So in that case, the father did not mean to go and give the peiros mechuburim to his son in order that it should go to a third party, as certainly he would want those peiros to be divided equally between all of his yarshim. And as Rashbam explains, kam b'mnoi, masis and shekosav l'bnoi, our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven wrote that he's giving a present to his son Shimon, ma'yem l'achem isa, v'loy machron l'achem b'chay av, and Shimon didn't go and sell it to a third party while his father alive, the daitlish adam crave eitzel b'nai can infarish kamei, and there's an undana the l'das kain acting like gufa l'achemisa in peiros hamechuburim deliskei b'hu iu gufe. Certainly there's gemiras das from the father and he wants his son to be clean of all of those peiros that are mechubad to kaka at the time that he dies. And when v'loy l'das kain she yiske b'hen alekech b'nai b'chayev, certainly it isn't the intent of Reuven that a third party that his son sold this asset to should receive these peiros. Inami, and Rashbam explains another pshat, ha ben atzmo l'akta l'kech, that the the son himself was not makna these periods to the lekach, to acha, since he's a third party, and he only sold him the goof of the tree and not the periods, since that's still mechubah. However, kamba acha, the Bryce is talking about a case where Shimon sold his right to a third party, and as Rashbam states, shemachra ben la'acha b'chaye av, v'huadin im kasua av la'acha ma'yoyim la'acha miso, and the same didn't reply if the father didn't give this gift to his son, and instead he gifted this kaka to a third party while he was still alive, with the lashon of ma'yoyim la'acha miso, she'in l'chil b'mechubaron, as since we don't have the svara and the giludas of daitish odom krevet subnoi, therefore Reuben was only makna the actual tree to this person after he dies, and Reuben didn't intend that the periods that are mechubah to this tree at the time that he dies will be given to the third party, and certainly he wants those periods to go to the rest of his yarshim. And if we now go back to Rashbam, four lines in the bottom of Daf Kuflam Nechesem Abayz, the Rashbam explained in the Mishnah the Maskonas HaGemara, and the Rashbam stated Al Mashenich Mechubah L'Kaka B'Shas Misasai. However, all those periods that are Mechubah L'Kaka at the time that Reuben died, and Aval Pisha Omid Lutlaish, and even though they're ready to be picked and they're Omid Lutlaish, Harei Ushal Binoy Mekabel Matana, they still belong to his son that's Mekabel the Matana of the tree. But Daf Kuflam Aval Kesev Nechesel Acha Afilu Mashenich Mechubah L'Kaka B'Shas Misasai Harein Shil Yarshim Shedai Tishal Adam Krev Deitz Binoy Yosim Acha V'Achim Muchach B'Gemara, as we just explained. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and our Mishnah will discuss various dinim of Yerusha. And Rashbam points out that we're talking about a scenario where all of the Yarshim will inherit equally. And as Rashbam points out, but like Kosov Nechasim Mairi, and we're also talking about a case where all of the assets are still in the estate. The estate was not yet split up between the Yarshim, and the Mishnah therefore teaches us Hinich Bonim Gedolim Ktanim, that if Reuven died and left over sons, and some of them were Gedolim and some of them were Ktanim, since all the children should inherit equally, therefore the Mishnah teaches us Ein Agdelim Mispansim Al Yidei Ktanim, V'lo Yaktanim Nizdenim Al Gedolim El Cholkim Bishavar. Rashbam explains that the Loshim Mispansim is referring to Levush Uksus, as referring to clothing, and the Zayin is referring to Mizaynus Mamish, and referring to food. And we know that Gedolim use more clothing, and they buy better quality clothing, and therefore it's more expensive than clothing that's bought for younger children. But again, Mizaynus Ktanim eat more than Gedolim, and therefore it's more expensive to feed Ktanim than to feed Gedolim. As Rabbeinu Gershom states, Ktanim Tzuchu Yesu Mizaynus Sha'ichlim B'chol Sha'biyayim. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that those younger children could be ma'akev, that the older children cannot go and buy clothing from the estate and say that you're also getting clothing, as Lamaisa they'll be buying more expensive clothing and more clothing, and the Gdolim could be ma'akev on the Ktanim, and they could tell the Ktanim, we don't want you to take Mizaynus from the estate, and instead we want to split up the entire estate, and each one of us will buy whatever we want, and each one of us will be able to buy our own clothing and our own food. The Mishnah continues, Nasu Agdolim Yisu Aktanim, and if Reuben died, and prior to his children being able to split up the assets and split up the estates, the older children got married, and therefore they used the money from the estate in order to get married, then the younger children are also entitled to take a similar amount of money from the Tfusa Bayis and from the estate in order to equal the amount of money that their older brothers took in order to get married. And as Rashbam states, Nasu Gedolim Noshim V'asu Tzorchei Chupon Mitfusa Bayis La'achem Misavi and Koidim Chaluka Yisu Gam Ektanim Kamoi Ken Koidim Chaluka. And l'choyer, this din of the Mishnah is very poshut. However, the Mishnah continues in a scenario where, while the father was still alive, some of the brothers already got married and the father already paid for the chasnas. So Amru Ketanim, if the younger children now say, that we should have a right to take from the Tfusa Bayis an amount that is equal to the amount that our father paid for your chasnas, and we should take that off the top. And Shemlem, we do not listen to the Tanim. But since the father gave this as a gift to the children while he's alive, so that is not included in the estate, and therefore the younger children don't have a right to take an equal portion. The Dvar is that there's even a greater Chiddush, and even if at the time that the older children got married, their father said that when my younger children get married, I want to do the same for my younger children. And so, that we don't say that the younger children are entitled to a similar amount of money. Before we continue with the next part of the Mishnah, let's point out that the Rashba explains that when our Mishnah stated, that is only where each party was meichel against the other, and they said that the makbid, as Rashba states, v'dafka b'shemichu al b'stam nizaynim espansin ilum ilu d'stam shutvinenu u'meichlin zel zeh. This is also the mashmais Rashbam, and as Rashbam states, l'kachot tuchloy mishaktanim ma'akvin al agdeinu min espanis v'agdeinu ma'akvin al aktanim milizem mitfus habayis ayin shom. The Mishnah will now continue and repeat all the dinim that I just mentioned in a case where Reuven died and he had sons, repeat these dinim in a case where Reuven died and he only had daughters, and another Rishonim that learned this part of the Mishnah a bit differently. However, the Mishnah continues, that if Reuven died, he didn't have any sons or their children that survived him, and he only had daughters that survived him, then of course all of the assets and the entire estate of Reuven goes to his daughters, and therefore the same dinim that we just mentioned regarding the sons would apply to his daughters, that in Agdelus Mispansin Alidei Akhtanis, Vleyakhtanis Nizainis Alagdelis, Elochokos Bishava. Similarly, Nisugdelis, if the older daughters got married after Reuven died, they used money from the estate, then Nisugdelis, then the Akhtanis would be able to use money from the estate as well in order to get married. However, as we explain, if the Gdelis got married before Reuven died and Reuven paid for the Chasnis, in that scenario of him, Amruktanis, Hareyonis, Kaderch, Nisasim, Atem, Ein Shemulhem, then we would not listen to them and they would not be entitled to a similar share from the estate, as the Meister, the father, gave a gift to his daughters prior to dying. This would not transfer over to those daughters that got married after Reuven died. The Meister, although we see that those same dinim that apply to a scenario where Reuven leaves over sons applies to a scenario where Reuven only leaves over daughters. However, the Mishnah now continues and teaches a chiddush that zechayim bebanayis bebanim. The only time that we say that the dinim are similar is only when Reuven leaves over either sons or only daughters. However, if Reuven leaves over sons and daughters, then zechum b'negei daughters over sons. And as we know, there's a tnai ksuba that Reuven writes into the ksuba when he marries Rachel that benan neikvon dihevel lechemenoi nirmesazim minachosai adet debagron oyat nasman legayvron. Reuven is makabel that even if I die and my estate will pass to my sons, your daughters will still be entitled to receive support till they grow up and they become a begeres or until they get married. Therefore, based on the next mishnah, which will be the first mishnah in Perek Mishames, our mishnah teaches shabonis nizaynus alabonim ve'inus zaynus alabonis. When Reuven dies and leaves over sons and daughters, then the daughters have a right to receive mizaynus before his sons receive the Yerusha. However, if Reuven died and he only left over daughters and he didn't have any sons that survived him, then even though he left over daughters that are gdolos and some daughters that are still ktanos, those ktanos don't have any additional rights over the daughters that are gdolos. And even if when Reuven dies, there are only nechasim muatin, which the Gemara will give an exact definition for on daf kuf lamed tes amud beis, simply it means that Reuven died and he didn't have enough assets that could support his youngest daughters, support those daughters that are still not gdolos and still did not get married. And even so, the ktanos do not have any additional rights over the gdolos. The bonus ktanos and the bonus gdolos would yashin the estate equally. Of course, with their sons and daughters, then the Mishnah will teach us on daf kuf lamed tes amud beis that when is the nechasim muatin, habonus yizaynu v'habonu mishalu al psachim. The last Rashbam before the Gemara, the Rashbam explains, where Reuven's daughters are the ones that are actually yashin all of his assets, then the Tanai Ksuba doesn't apply at all, and there's no difference between Gdolos and Ketanos. Our Gemara begins, Rava states, if Reuven dies and he leaves a bunch of brothers, and the oldest brother is taking care of the estate, he uses money from the estate in order to buy clothing, then the rest of the brothers do not receive an equal share of the money that he spent on his clothing, and they won't take a corresponding amount that equals that amount. And as Rashbam explains, Gadol Achei Shenaseh V'naseh Menachasim, that since he is busy taking care of the assets, Bekanol Yasmei Ki Michsim Melabushim Noim, and there's Anav for the Yisaimim when he's dressed properly and nicely, Hechadol Shtamay Milei, in order that his words will be listened to and he'll be respected, and this way he'll be able to do business better. So Ma'ida Oved Oved V'Layitlu Kenegdai. Rashbam points out that when Rava states Ma'ida Oved Oved, it's a Loshim B'Di'eved. Therefore, the Rashbam states Umiul Lechatchila in Levazveis B'Moment Echav L'Kach. Now, this is not proper to do Lechatchila, but the Gemara is Vanan Tnan in Agdelim Mispatzal Altanim. On Ma'aseh in our Mishnah, it's Mashma that the Gdelim cannot take clothing that is more than the Ktanim are receiving, and they have to split up the estate. It's Mashma even B'Di'eved the Gdelim can't do so. And the Gemara answers Masnisim B'Shecha that our Mishnah is talking about a specific scenario where this Gadol is not actually doing anything and not taking care of the estate. And as Rashbam explains, B'Shecha Adam Batal She'in Lam Revach B'Davar, and they don't have any profits and any benefit by him going and buying this clothing, and therefore certainly the Gadol can't do so. However, the Bryce is talking about a case where his older brother is taking care of the estate. Therefore, at least B'Di'eved, he has a right to go and buy clothing from the assets of the estate. The Gemara is Shecha P'Shita, that if the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shecha and his Batal, then the Pashut that he can't go and buy anything using the assets of the estate. And the Gemara answers Ma'ar Tema Nichol Lainanavol Kamash Malan. One may think that even though the older brother is not taking care of the estate, maybe the younger brothers would still be meichel, as they want him to still look good, and he shouldn't be looking looking disgusting, that would be a bizayon for the mishpacha. Kamash more, and if the older brother is not taking care of the estate, then the younger brothers will be able to take an equal share, make up for the amount that the older brother spent on his clothing. And let's see, the Baal Tais in Amid, Masnisim b'shircha, b'chol svam k'siv shircha b'reish, u'ba'ar k'ar shatcha b'dalid, v'hu loshen shekat k'moy v'tishkat aritz, m'tagminam v'shidicha zara, klima odin batol v'shekat, eino isik b'klum, that this person is an odin batol, and he's quiet, and he's not isik in anything at all, and therefore he's not helping out the state. Similarly, v'chein yedei tzayet, ish sada, u'mtagminam nishtachin, v'yenach v'shekat, and he was yoshi b'batol, and in Tais in Masechta Baba Kama, daf tzad b'ez m'bez, even if we're gerish b'shircha, he brings down the same pasuk of Ishir De'etzayid that it said regarding Esav, Mitagminon Gabinach Shirchon, which is actually the Tagum that we find in our Tagum Unklis. Our Gemara now continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah that stated, Nasuak Deilum Yisuak Tanim, however, Vim Omruk Tanim Areyon Nasim Kaderach Shunasatim Atem, Ein Shemelem El Mashalan Salam Aviyam Nasan. Gemara is bothered by Ka'oma that Luchir it seems to be a stira between the first part of the member that we just mentioned and the second part, as originally it's Mashma that each of the children should be able to get a share of whatever was spent on the Gedolim's marriage, and then we stated that the Ketanim cannot get a share, and whatever the father gave the Gedolim, he gave, and they don't get an equal share. So when we learned our Mishnah, we already explained the end of the Gemara, and the Gemara's Teretz, and the Gemara responds, that there's Pshat in the Reish and the Sefer, that the Reish is teaching us, that if the older brothers got married, after Reuven already died, and they used money from the estate, then the younger children will receive an equal portion. However, the Sefer then continues and teaches us, however, if the older brothers got married when Reuven was still alive and Reuven paid for the chasna, even though Reuven originally paid for the older children's chasnas, but the Maisa, the younger children, are not entitled to a catch up and they're not entitled to receive the same amount for their weddings. Mar continues, and Mishnah taught us that the same dinim that applied to Yerusha when a father leaves over sons would also apply where a father dies and he doesn't have any sons and he leaves over daughters and he leaves over gedolus and ketanos. The Gemara will ask a shayla that's not really relevant to our Mishnah. But Maisa, we will try to bring a raya from the clause of the Mishnah that stated nisu gedolus nisu ketanos. The Gemara begins shalach le'avu ba'gniva l'rava, that avu ba'gniva sent the following shayla to Rava ilam deinu rabenu, that please teach me Rebbe love suva achla va'amda v'nisays ba'lekechave yerishave, Rachel borrowed money and then she used all that money. Then Rachel went and got married, and Lemaisa, all her assets were given to her husband as Nichse Mulug. And the Shaila is, do we consider a husband to be a Lekeach regarding these assets, or do we consider him a Yerish? And we will see what the Nafkaminas are in a moment. As Rashbam points out, do we say that Rabbanan said that Benigayin and Chasim of a person's wife, that a husband has a status as a Lekeach, or do we say that a husband always has a din of a Yerish, and it doesn't make a difference if his wife is alive or if she already died? Either way, he would still be considered lekeach. Or do we say that he would have a din of a Yerish? And there will be multiple nafkaminas, as we will see, as we will learn the Gemara further. However, the Gemara continues and tells us one nafkamina, in then in our scenario, when Rachel borrowed this money from the Baal Chayiv, it was a milval peh. Know that when there's a milval peh, lender doesn't have a lien against property that is sold to a new purchaser, and since it was a milval peh, therefore there is no curl, and therefore a purchaser couldn't protect himself, and he potentially didn't know that there was actually a loan, and there was a lien against his property, and therefore the Gemara explains, do we say that now that Rachel got married, that all her assets are now considered that were purchased by the husband, since her husband is a purchaser, so the Baal Chayiv would not have any lien against these assets, as Lemaisa Rachel took out this loan as a milval peh? Or do we say that a husband's status is considered like a Yerush? Certainly, even if someone took out a Milval Peh, that a Baal Chayiv could go and collect Kaka from Yerushim, therefore this Baal Chayiv would have a lien against this Kaka that the husband received when he got married to his wife. The Gemara continues, Amalei, that Rav responds to Avu Bagniva, that Tanina, I'll bring your wife from a Mishnah, that a Baal is considered like a Yerush, as we learned in the Mishnah, Nisuk Deidlis, Nisuk Tanas, and my lab and Lachari, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, Nisuk Deidlis Abal, that if the older daughters got married to a husband, they then took in the estate into the husband's reshus, Yisuk Tanis Mibal, and when the younger children get married, they have a lien against this property that the older children gave to the husbands, and therefore they're able to go and collect that money from the husbands. Therefore, the Chayra it must be that a husband is considered Yerush. If the older daughter's husbands are considered as buyers, then the younger children will not be able to collect for the expenses of the wedding from these assets. Gemara continues, Loi, that is not a raya, as what the Mishnah means is, Nisuk Deilis Labal, Yisuk Tanis Labal, that the Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where the Tanis had to go and collect this money from the husbands of the older children, and the Tanis are only coming to collect this money from the actual estate, which wasn't split up at all, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us, if when the older daughters got married, they took the expenses for the wedding from the estate, then the younger children could also do so, and they could take the money for their weddings from the estate. The Mishnah is not teaching us any dinim b'negei a husband. Gemara continues, Eini, that how could you explain that the Mishnah just means nisuk deilus labal, yisuk tanis labal, v'tanu rabchia. Rabchia taught us in a brisa, and it seems that this brisa is coming to be mefarish Mishnah, then nisuk deilus labal, yisuk tanis mibal, and therefore we see that it's talking about a scenario where the husbands of the older daughters already received these assets, and even so, the younger children could come and take these assets away from the husband, and therefore we see that a husband is considered Yerush. Gemara responds that there's no raya from this brisa, as Dil Mishani Panasa the Islay Kola, that even though in a chenami, generally maybe a husband is considered like a buyer, Lemaisa, as we previously explained, the only reason why there is no lien against the property that a buyer owns is because the buyer couldn't protect himself, as since it was a milvah peh, therefore there was no call, the buyer wouldn't necessarily know that a bachoyev had a lien against his property. However, certainly when it comes to the actual expenses of a wedding, there is a call, and everyone knows that there is a lien against all the properties of this estate for the rest of the children's weddings, and therefore, even if the husband's considered lekeach, the lien is still valid, and these younger children could collect the money for their wedding from the property that the husband received from the older daughters. And let us see the words of Rashbam, but the gay l'shakal v'taya, as Rashbam states, makshinan eini, v'atani rabchia, nisuk deilis l'bal, yisuk tanis mibal, almam yada bal meitziyam, mechlal shechnis l'kolam mamin, v'afidu chela kaktanis, ushmar minam, min meitziyam, yodai, dierishava, di lekechav, in milba pehu, v'lai tarim mishabdi, umishani l'ilun lekechav, miu mil bishtarhu, hai panosas aktanis, the shani panosas nesuyen, the isle kola, uchamu bishtar damya, hilkoch trefim mishabdi, umitziyan, afilu miyada lekuchais, and Rashbam ends off, l'ilum imelcha, lekechav, and really we could say that a husband is considered lekech, l'in love savachal v'nises, legabina mibal, the bachoy would not be able to collect from her husband. The Gemara continues that we previously saw that Rava wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah and from the Tani Rav Chia, and the husband is considered like a Yerush and not considered like a Lekeach. Therefore, the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Papa Rava, Rav Papa said to Rava, you want to bring a raya that a husband is considered like a Yerush, and Lav Hainu the Shalach Ravim Begate, Lemaisa, I want to bring a raya that a husband is considered like a Yerush from the letter that Ravin sent. And before we continue, let's point out that we previously mentioned the Tanai Ksuba of Benan Naikran, and there's also a Tanai Ksuba that a husband says to his wife, even after I die, you will be able to be supported from my household until you get married and until you leave my house. Two lines from the Baran Amid, Rashbam brings the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that states, that a Rabbanan will misakin, although it is the Tanai Ksuba, that a person's wife and his daughters should be able to receive mizaynas. However, you can't collect those mizaynas from any Nechasim and Shabbatim. Let us now continue with the Gemara, as Ravin sent in a letter, Mishemes, that if Reuven died, and he left over his wife Rachel, and he also left over a daughter, then his Amana will have a right to go and take Mazayin from all of his assets. Similarly, this is Abbas, then let's say Reuven only had daughters, and therefore his daughters inherited his estate, and then they got married. Reuven's daughter brought all these assets into her marriage as Nechse Mulog, and now her husband has rights to these assets, and even so, then Rachel, who is Reuven's Amana, still has a right to take the Mazayinis from these assets. Finally, Mesa Bas, let's say Reuven's daughter now dies, and Lemaisa's husband will take all of her assets. At this point, the question is, would Reuven's Almana Rachel be able to receive her mezonos from the assets that are now owned by Reuven's daughter's husband? The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Achayse Shor Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanina, that Rabbi Yehuda, who is the son of the sister of Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanina, meaning Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanina's nephew, El Yodi Hoye Maisa, this Maisa actually occurred, V'amru, when we paskin Almanasi Nezonos Min Chasav, that the Almana of Rachel's father, meaning Rachel, still has right to take mizaynes from these assets. And the Gemara explains, that if you're going to say that a husband is considered Yerush, therefore it makes sense that Reuven's Amon and Rachel will still be able to receive mizaynes from these assets. If you will say that a husband is considered like a buyer, so why would Rachel have any right to receive mizaynes from these assets. The Maaseh, the Mishnah clearly tells us in Masechtas Gittin, Ein Motzi'in L'Mazon Isham Nechasim Shubadim and Pnei Tekken Olam. And if so, we should have a raya that a husband is considered Yerush. Gemara continued, there a papa just brought a raya to the Shaila if a husband is considered Yerush or Lekeach from this letter that Rabban sent from Eretz Yisrael. Her papa was bringing a raya to the Shaila that Avuah Bagniva asked Rabba. Gemara continues and states, Am Abaya, that Abaya said, He loved the Shalach Rabban and not Layadinon. If not for the fact that you had his raya for the letter that Rabban sent from Eretz Yisrael, would we not have a raya that a husband is considered Yerush? But the Maisa, it seems to be that we would have a raya from Mishnah Mefureshes in Masechtas Becharis, and we wouldn't have to come on to a Brisa, as we know that if someone sells a Steyachuza, then it goes back to them by Yovel. We know that there are various exceptions, and the Mishnah Masechtas Becharis teach us, Elohim Shein Chayzim Yovel, that these are the Sadais that would not go back to the original Bailim at Yovel. The Mishnah teaches us, HaBechira, that the second portion that a Bechor takes in his estate does not go back to the brothers when Yovel comes. As the Gemara Masechtas Becharis explains, that this din is going specifically to Rameya, because this machlek is between Rameya and Chachamim, the dinim of Steyachuza apply when someone gives a gift to someone else, and Rameya holds that once someone gives a gift, then the din of Steyachuza doesn't apply, and a gift would not go back to the original Bailim, and therefore in the case of Bechar, it does not go back to the rest of the estate. And as the Gemara explains, because we know the Chelek HaBechar is considered Matana, as the Pasuk states, Losis Loi Pishnayim, which is a Losh Matana, and therefore would not go back to the estate at Yovel. We continue on Daf Kuf Lamed Tesvan Beis, Vayirshes Ishtai, which is the point of our Gemara, the Lamaisa we see that if someone yashins his wife, then that Sada would not go back to his wife's family at Yovel, and the husband would keep it forever. Clearly we see from here that a husband is considered Yerush and not a Lekeach, and as Rashbam states at the top of Amid, Mefarash Hasam, Kasavi Yerushes HaBaal D'Raisa, the Gemara explains that this man Da'amah certainly holds that Yerushes HaBaal is a Din D'Raisa. If you would say that Rabbanan stated that a husband is considered Lekeach at the time that he gets married and he receives Nichsi Meluk from his wife, Zokta Rashbam, Afilu Achamisle, Nafka Meklau Mekach Memka, V'tehad B'Yovel, even after his wife dies, the same status should remain and it should be considered like he bought the Sada. Therefore, at the point of Yovel, this Sada should go back to his wife's family. Since we see that the Mishnah Masechtas Becharis teach us that this is not halacha, so therefore we see that a husband is always considered a Yerush of his wife and never considered a Lekeach. Maisa, up until this point, we saw that there are actually two Rayas that a husband is considered like a Yerush, not considered a Lekeach. We initially had a Raya from our Papa that brought from the letter that Rabban sent, where we saw that Almana will receive Mizoines from the husband of the person's daughter. We also have the Raya that Abaya brought from the Mishnah Masechtas Becharis. Gemara now continues, Omalei Rava, that Rava responds to Abaya, Hashta the Shalach Miyadinan, that even though we have this Mishnah Masechtas Becharis, we also have a Raya from the letter that Rabban sent from Eretz Yisrael, still can't be Peshit, the original Shaila, if the husband is considered like a Lekeach or like a Yerush. Because Omer Rabbi Yisrael Pnina, who's the same Tana we tried to bring a Raya from, and who stated, Al-Manasin Hizainis Minachasav, seemed to hold that a husband is considered like a Yerush. Well, the Meiser, Rabbi Yisrael Pnina himself stated, B'usha Eskino, and Usha the Umasakin, and we know that Usha were one of the 10 places that Sanhedrin went to Golas at the end of Bayashani. They were Misakin, Isha Shemachar, B'nichsim Lug, B'chai Bailo, Mesa. As we know, that certainly Rachel can't sell the rights to the Paris of a Nichsim Lug while her husband is alive. If Rachel goes and sells the Guf HaKaka to a third party, and for example, she sells this Kaka to Shimon, if her husband would die, then Shimon would have a right to this property. However, if Rachel dies, then Reuven would yashin her assets, and therefore Shimon would not be entitled to this Kaka at all, and Shimon would lose out all the money that he paid to Rachel to buy the potential rights to this property. So this Lemaisa, if Rachel dies, then Abal Moitzi Mi'al Lekuchais, then her husband has a right to take it away from anyone that purchased these rights, and therefore Shimon would lose out. Rashbam explains that the Gemara's raya is that Bishlim, if you're going to say that immediately upon a woman getting married to her husband, it's considered like her husband bought all of her nichsim lug and is considered lekeach. So therefore, Reuven is considered lekeach rishon and Shimon is lekeach sheni. So now that Rachel died, Reuven has a right to these assets and Shimon doesn't have a right to these assets. However, if her husband is considered yerush, so certainly Shimon should have a right to these assets. How could they make a takana in Usha that Abal Moitzi Mi'ad al Kuchais? Before we continue, let's get our bearings and let's recap. So we had the original Shaila of Avua Baganiva that asked Rava if a husband is considered lekeach or yerush. Then we had the raya of Rava that he brought from our Mishnah, and also the raya that we brought for the Brice of Rabchia that the Baal is considered like a Yerush. We already explained that it's not necessarily a raya from the Mishnah or from the Brice. We then saw that Rav Papa brought a raya from the letter of Ravin that stated that Almana is Nizainis Minichosav, and we saw that the Baal is Kyerish. We then saw that Abaya brought a raya that the Baal is Kyerish from the Mishnah Masechtas Becharis. Sefer that stated, Elohim she'in chayuzin, we saw that kaka, that a husband yashins from his wife, is not chayuzin b'yoyvel. We therefore had another raya, that a baal is kiyurish, not only after his wife dies, but even while they're still married. Finally, we now saw that Rav brought a raya from the words of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that seems to be Saisa, his original words. Originally, Rav Papa wanted to bring a raya from Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that a baal is kiyurish. Rav now brought a raya from Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, and from the Takana Susha, the husband is not considered like a yerush, and he's considered like a lokeach, and therefore he's considered lokeach rishain. At this point of the Gemara, we do not have clarity as to what the status of a husband is, and therefore the Gemara continues Elam Ravashi, and therefore Ravashi states Baal Shaviru Rabban Kiyerush Vishaviru Rabban Kalokeach. Maisa, the status of the property that a husband gets from his wife at times is treated like Yerusha, and at times is considered like he purchased this property. Ravashi explains Vehechad Tavale Abdule. Each case we have to determine what is to the benefit of the husband, and that is what the husband is considered in that specific case, and therefore Gabi Yevil Shavir Rabban Kiyarish Meshum Say today, and Bidagaya the Mishnah Mesechta Bechiris, and Bidagaya the Din of a Sada being Chayza to the original Bailim by Yevil, the Rabbanan said that a husband is considered like Kiyarish in order that he doesn't lose the Sada, in order that when he yashes the Sada, he retains the right to the Sada forever, and he doesn't have to return it to his wife's family. And Maisa the Rabbanan kept it in its irregular status that Yerush Sabal is Deraisa. Rabbanan did not make a takana that a husband should be considered like a lekeach, as if they did so, then the sada would go back to his wife's yorshim at Yovel. Ravashi continues, Gavid Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, and b'negei the case that we saw on the top of the Amid for Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that Ba'usha Eskinu, Ha'isha Shemachu, B'nechsa Mulga, B'chai Yibayi Lul Mesa, Habal Moitzi Miyad Al-Kuchais, and it was mashma that a husband is considered lekeach rishon, Shavir Rabban Kalekeach, M'shim Psey today. So once again, in that case, if we would say that the husband is considered like a Yerush, then if his wife sells his dechasim, it would go to the buyer, and therefore the Rabbanan said originally when the husband received the nechsa b'lug from his wife, it's considered that he bought this property from his wife, and therefore he's considered like keach rishon, and that is of course to the benefit of the husband as well, and therefore we said in this case we consider him like keach. And Ravashi continues, Gabi Ravin Mishum Pseid Almana Shavir Rabbanan Kriyarish, and Benigayah the din that Ravin sent in his letter. Reuven was originally married to Rachel, and then Reuven died, and Rachel, who is an almana, has the right to receive mizoynes from Reuven's estate, and Reuven's estate went to his daughter Leah, and Leah got married to Shimon. So in that case, Rabbanan said that if we would say that Shimon is considered like a lekeach, then Rachel, who's a third party, would lose out and would not receive mizoynes. And in order to protect Rachel, Rabbanan said that we consider the husband as a yerush. Therefore, Rachel has a right to receive her mizoynes from the assets that Leah received from her father as her yerusha, and that she ultimately gave to her husband Shimon as nichsim lug. That's why, regarding this din, we consider her husband to be a yerush, not a lekeach. Rashbam is bothered that although it's true that Rachel will lose out if the husband will be considered a lekeach, but lemaisa now the husband is losing out. And Zok Rashbam afagav deke pseid today chashin lepseid d'almana shemeachas shekodem t'taim zeinisel nesuin loytayv lanu lafsida biyadayim, that since Reuven's tzaik suba that he made with Rachel was made way before the actual marriage that Leah had with Shimon, therefore the Rabbanim wanted to protect the tzaik suba and protect the mizoynus of Rachel, that took precedence over protecting Nechsim Lug that Leah gave to Shimon. Gemara now continues that if you just said that we're going to protect a third party and we could protect our mono over our husband, that in the case of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina that we had at the top of the Amid, we're going to have the Pseida of the Lukuchais bought Rachel's rights to her Nechsim Lug during the lifetime of her husband, and Lemaisa we stated that if Rachel dies, then they will lose out and the husband would take away from the Lukuchais, as the husband is considered a Keach Rishain, and Lechay, why don't we say that we should protect the rights of this third party? And the Gemara answers, Hasam Inu Afsidu Navshayu, that certainly over there, this third party knew that Rachel was married to Reuven, and therefore he shouldn't have gone and bought the assets from Rachel. And as the Gemara explains, Kivin Ikabal, Lo Yiboy Lil Mizma Misa, De Yasvetusi Gavra, that certainly since the buyer knew that Rachel was married to Reuven, he shouldn't have bought these assets from Rachel, since Lemaisa he knew that she was married, therefore he should have realized that if she would predecease her husband, that he would lose out, he would not be entitled to these assets, as the husband would win out, and Rachel's husband would be entitled to the Nechsim Lug. Although at this point, the Gemara went back and discussed all of the cases that were previously brought, where we had Rayas that a Baal is considered like a Yerush, or a Baal is considered like a Lekeach, but the Maisa we didn't go back to original Shaila of Avua Baganiva as to what the Halacha would be in the case of Lov Silva Akhla Va'am the Venises, and do we say Baal Lekeach Havei or Yerush Havei? The last Rashbam before the new Perek, the Rashbam states, Perish Rabbein Chananel V'Reyan Is Devarav Lov Silva Akhla Va'am the Venises Mistavra Dech Yerush Havei, that it's Mistavra that we paskin that the husband would be considered like a yerush, shum pseidu the malva, as in this case, if the husband would be considered like a lekeach, then the malva would not be able to collect his debt from the husband, and the malva would lose out, and mishum pseidu the malva, we would hold that the husband is considered like a yerush, and therefore the bal chayiv would be able to collect from her husband. Once again, the same svar that we mentioned before is relevant in our case, that since lemaisa, this woman already took the loan before the husband got married to her, therefore it would be unfair to say that the husband's considered like a lekeach, therefore the bal chayiv would not be able to collect his debt from the husband, and therefore we stated that in this case, a husband's considered like a yerush, and the bal chayiv would have a right to collect his debt from the husband. As Rashbam adds off, v'chein suga d'shmeitzah, d'chol hecha d'ikub pseida, kagoyim pseida d'almona, d'lek l'meimo, iu d'afsa nafshei, v'shavivu rabbonon ki yerush. Even though the Rashbam states this as a davar pashut, however the Rif states, d'lo ifshita, that the boy is not ifshita, d'ikub l'meimo, as it's possible to say, even in this case, we would have a svara of malvahu d'afsa nafshei, d'oisvei shaloi b'shtar, since he lent her money, and he did so by peh, and he didn't write a shtar, d'iboy le'la sukei daite, d'ilma mitzvah, as certainly the malvah should have thought that there's a potential that Rachel will get married and her husband will receive these assets, and therefore maybe we would say that the husband would still be considered like a lekeach, the bal chayiv would not have a lien against these assets and will not be able to collect from the husband. Oy dilma mishum pseidu the malva shall be rabbi kiyurish the governmentay. The Rashba, who is quoting from the Rif, continues v'havalei safik m'mayna v'kula l'nitba v'lei gavim midi hadron lachish neichlin hadron lachish neichlin hadron lachish neichlin. And we continue with the new perek and the new mishnah. We already mentioned the tzai ksuba of benon neichlin. We know that when Reuben gets married to Rachel, they write in the ksuba the benon neichlin the havel cheminoi inu misazim in chosei adad the bagren oy adad naspin legoivren. Our mishnah now teaches us mishemes v'nich bonim ubonais. If Reuben dies and he leaves over sons and daughters, and certainly the sons have right to Yerusha, but the daughters have right to the tzai ksuba of benon neichlin. So b'zman shen chosim Reuben habonim yishuv habonis zaynu. If Reuben left over a large estate and there's enough money to support the daughters, then the sons would receive the Yerusha and the daughters will only get mezaynis. However, in a chasim watan, if there's a minimal amount in a chasim, which the Gemara will define, habonis zaynu v'habonim yishalu al psachim, then the daughters receive the first amount. Reuven's daughters will have a right to collect for the mezaynis from the estate of Reuven, and Reuven's sons will have to collect money and they'll have to go door to door in order to raise money for their own mezaynis, and we don't say that they should share equally until they use up and deplete all of the estate. The Mishnah continues, Admin Oimer, and the Rashbam learns that Admin is coming to argue on Tanakama. Admin says, Bishvil Shani Zachiv Sadti, that just because I'm a male, I should lose out and I shouldn't receive mezaynis. Certainly, we should share in the estate and we will use the money for our mezaynis. And whenever we deplete all of the assets, we all will have to be Yishalu Absachim. Why should there be Alocha that the daughters take precedence over the sons? And Amrav Gamliel, Rayan is Dere Admin, and Rav Gamliel says, I agree with the words of Admin, and as Rashbam states, therefore, Bahoch Hilchas of Admin, that mean in Parabas of Ksubas, Kamakmish Amrav Gamliel, Rayan is Dere Admin, Halach Gamaisai, and therefore we were passing like Admin, that the sons and daughters would share equally. We wouldn't pass like the Tanakama, that in the case of Nechasim Watan, that Abonis Zainu, Abonim Yishalo Absachim, however, Ayn and Taisis that learns that we pass like the Tanakama, that Nechasim Watan, Abonis Zainu, Abonim Yishalo Absachim, and Lemais he's bothered that we have a cloud that whenever Rav Gamliel states, Rayan is Dere Admin, that we should pass like Admin, and therefore we understand that even though Admin says, Bishvil Shani Zachim Sadti, it wasn't that Admin was actually arguing in Tanakama, as Taisis states at the bottom of Amid in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and Admin loy pligi arabonon el shematmi al atakona shetiknu nechasim otin avu mikol mokum kurabonon svirlei. However, Taisis continues, v'loy mashmahochi, and it's not mashmah like Rabbeinu Tam, midikom Rav Gamliel, Rayani is divri Admin, as Rav Gamliel ends off, and like the svara of Admin, therefore would be mashmah that Admin is being chiluk on a Tanakama. Let's keep in mind that when our Mishnah states, v'abonis yizaynu, the Rashbam points out, mezaynus upanosas nesuyin, that not only is it referring to food, but this is also referring to the amount of money that they would require in order to get married, which is called isin chasim, which is a tenth of the father's assets. At the bagrin oya tenaspin legubrin ketam biksubis ayin sham. However, ayin the first tesis in the parak that states in yirli rivon the mezaynus haynu achila v'shtiya upanosa haynu mabushin v'tzorchen nesuyin v'trei milin inu, and the two separate ideas the amrino the parak metzias seisha metzin lepanosa ve'im metzin lemezaynus v'ktani nami habonis in zaynus umispansays v'chem bechame duchte mashma the trei milin inu ayin sham. Our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated mishim mes v'nir banim ubanis b'zman shen chasm rubin. The din is habanim yeshu v'habanis yizaynu. Gemara is v'kam rubin, and what is the share of the chasm rubin? The Gemara now brings two definitions. As Amr Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudah stated the name of Rav kadesh yizaynu mehen elu ve'elu shteim asochedish. As long as there's enough money in the estate that it could support both the sons and daughters for 12 months, that that is already considered Nechasim Reuben, and the Banim would be Yirshu and the Banim Sisainu, even though there won't be enough money to support the daughters until they become Begeres or until they get married, but there is a potential that the daughters will get married within the next 12 months. Therefore, we categorize the estate as Nechasim Reuben. And the Gemara continues that, as we know, Rabbi Yehuda was originally a Talmud of Rav, and then after Rav died, Rabbi Yehuda traveled and went to learn by Shmuel, and therefore the Gemara states, Kamrisa Kamid Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said, I went and told this over to Shmuel, and I told him that Rav holds Kadesh Yizaynim and Eilu Ve'ilu Shteim HaSachadish, Amma Zudiv Rav Gamliel Bar Rabbi. Shmuel told me that in Chanami, the words of Rav is going according to Shita of Gamliel, the son of Rabbi, however, we pass like that Chachamim, that the definition of Nechasim Reuben is Kadesh Yizaynim and Eilu Ve'ilu Ashiya Bagu. In order to be considered Nechasim Reuben, there has to be enough money in the estate that could support both the sons and daughters until the daughters are all gedolos and until the point that there's no longer a requirement to support these daughters. And the Gemara continues, Itmanami, we learned a similar idea that Ki Asu Ravin Am Rabbi Echron, that when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Zerubbabel Rabbi Echron, Va'amilon, some say Am Rabba Bachan Am Rabbi Echron, that this member was said over Rabba Bachan, the name Rabbi Echron, Kol Shizaynim Hen Eilu Eilu Ad Shebargo Heim Reuben, and Pachas Mikana Reilu Martin, but if you would have less assets in the estate, then that would be considered Nechasim Martin. Now, Lach would be that a Bonus Yizaynu Va'abonim Yishalu Al Psachim. The Gemara continues that we just explained that when the Mishnah stated Nechasim Martin, Va'abonim Yizaynu Va'abonim Yishalu Al Psachim, that it's talking about a scenario where the estate did not have enough money to support both the daughters and the sons until the daughters became gedolos. Gemara has a hamina that at this point the din is that the daughters would receive all this money and the sons would not receive any money and they would have to be yishalu b'sachim. The Gemara is bothered be lekla elu ve'elu ad shebagu, that even if there wouldn't be enough money in the estate in order to support the daughters and the sons until the daughters become gedolos, we continue on daf kuf mem amud aleph sheshaklu banos l'kulu. Does it make sense that the daughters would receive the entire estate, but the ma'aser there's enough money to support them until they become older, and there's just not enough money to support both them as well as the sons until the daughters become gedolos? And why should it be that the sons shouldn't receive the yerusha? As Rashbam states at the top of daf kuf mem amud aleph, shaklu banos l'kulu bitmiya the kivin the karis luhum otin im kain leyitlu ben abanim klum that tam asisa gabin chasim otin habanim mishal lo psachim. And why should that be? Ein Rabbeinu Geshem who points out shaklu banos miyad bitmiya the leis lebanim klum but yesh ben chasim alalu habi yosim mishim mizaynis lebanos achi bagu. Certainly the son should be entitled to that amount of money that remains in the estate that would be enough to support these daughters until they became gedolos. And the Gemara states elam rava usam agiris am rava nechanami that's pshat mishnah mitzin lem mizaynis lebanos achi bagu vashal lebanim. Then in nechanami at this point you take out that amount of money that is required to support these daughters until they become gedolos, and anything that remains would belong to the sons and they would actually receive that as the yerusha. Of course, once they run out of funds, then the sons will have to be yachsu al psachim and they won't be able to go and take any money from the daughters. That money is already segregated for the daughters until they become gedolos. And as Rashbam states, vashal abanim v'haydi tani yishal al psachim haynu mishaytziu oisei hasha b'yitzaras minzaynes mikam ve'ilach habanis yizaynu ad shibagu v'habanim yishal al psachim, as we explained, and we will stop over here.